So I would like for us to take just a moment and breathe into the awareness of the affirmation that we all just shared, to be enveloped by the boundless energy of Source evolving and expanding as you in the now. Just breathe in that awareness and breathe the awareness out. Also, breathe into this awareness all of the truth of this affirmation, because the affirmation is loaded with truth. See, what we want to do, or what we want to understand, is that when we affirm and know that you are always surrounded by a resonating formative energy that is boundless, has no limitations or restrictions, no awareness of anything other than this moment and its ability to expand and evolve its boundless energy as you, we are also affirming that you are that exact same energy that envelops you. And what's important about this awareness is, at your core self, your most energetic, individualized expression of God's self, that which I call the vertex of being, you are already offering a vibrational frequency of being, which is the boundless energy of Source resonating and individualizing as you. So you are always simply attracting more of this boundless-like energy, and it is in that split-second moment of all that energy enveloping and flowing through you that is the energy of Source that is boundless, limitless, void of limitation or restriction, free of doubt and fear, and absolutely any thought concerning past or current experiences that doesn't reflect this truth is just pure, pristine, unformed, unintentioned energy, other than its only intention is to evolve as you, as boundless potential. Breathe into that awareness and release. You see, this boundless energy of Source is not a vibration that you have to attain, nor is it a state of consciousness you are not somehow operating within. It is the natural harmonious state of your being 24/7. Breathe and let the awareness be. You are the boundless energy of Source evolving and expanding in the now. Exhale. I'd like to turn this into an affirmation for us, and it's up to you. Can accept it as your own or play with it a little bit. It's up to you. I'm a boundless expression of divine Source. You could word that as, I'm a boundless expression of spirit, or I'm a boundless expression of presence. I am a boundless expression of God. It doesn't really matter the terminology that an individual prefers. What matters to the universe is that you recognize it, that you know and affirm and practice your oneness with it. And we know there's much going on in the world today, individually and collectively, that the spiritual reality of truth seems to be in stark contrast to the current physical reality. And we say from a state of loving compassion and care, if the physical reality is not reflective of the spiritual truth of you, then the time has come to breathe into the awareness of your natural state of being. The outer realm doesn't reflect the inner truth, because somewhere along life's path of the day-to-day, the mundane stuff, somehow individuals have lost focus on their true vibration of their being, a vibration of boundlessness, fearlessness, fierceness, limitlessness, endless possibility and potential, and are unknowingly allowing themselves to get caught up in, resonate with, the myriad of low-level vibrations that are being offered up every day on a silver platter by a multitude of external sources. Anytime you open Facebook, imagine a waiter with a silver tray. So recall what we said earlier. At your core self, your most energetic, individualized expression of God's self, you are a vibrational frequency of being that is already the boundless energy of source resonating and individualizing as you. As such, you remain in this constant resonance of attracting more of the same boundless energy. And it is in that moment of all that energy evolving, enveloping, and flowing through you that is the energy of source in its boundless, limitless expression, free of doubt and absolutely of any concern, worry, fear. It's just void of all of that and just filled with the potential of that which is yet to be. And it's in that split second moment of like energy transcending as the like energy of you that like is attracting like. Split second moment. I have to do a shout out to all our scientists and physicists out there. I'm just saying it is in that plonk amount of time. Okay, so whoever can define what plonk is on Facebook, you'll win a prize. So it is in that plonk amount of time you exist as pristine source energy, and the thoughts, the past conditioning, the worries, the troubles, the pending demonstration of spiritual intention held within the consciousness, conscious and subconscious states of mind are what continues to mold this energy as it evolves as you, to transcend and mirror within your journey. So as we've previously just offered, at your core self, your most energetic, individualized self, you are pure, the pure, boundless energy of source resonating in individualized function and form. All that follows after that truth is self-imposed and self-accepted. And it is our intention this morning to provide you the means and the practices to maintain this vibrational awareness so you create and evolve as it. Now the first step we've already provided. Affirm, know yourself as a boundless expression of the divine. Know all of life as that truth. And centered in that awareness, you want to begin an activity of faith, an activity of belief, an activity that allows you to know, like you know, like you know, that when you speak your word, you are offering the power of Genesis to manifest. That you're living out of an awareness that when you formulate a mental image and impress that image so clearly within your mind with the intention of having it fulfill itself through the causative field of presence, it perfectly transcends and outpictures within your physical experience. We want you to be living and creating from the state of awareness that your every act is the activity of the divine, expanding its energy, its boundless potential, as all of your experience. See, right now, today, this is the time to lean into, to breathe into the awareness of your divinity, to breathe into your knowing of the power of God that you are, and refuse to be held captive by the temporary false disruptions of the external and never allow those false disruptions to interrupt the eternal energetic flow of the internal. Babe Ruth once said, "Never let the fear of striking out get in your way." I love that. Because, you know, in the game of baseball, no one has ever hit the ball 100% of the time at bat. everyone has experienced a swing and a miss. Everyone has had that chance, that experience of missing the ball. Yet, at their next at bat, in that moment, all that exists is boundless energy, potential, and possibility. So what does that mean for us? It means that we have to keep practicing. We have to keep on keeping on and swinging the bat when it comes to being, living, and creating as these boundless expressions of source that we have come to this journey to be. And if we allow the vibration of the fear of what was, what is, or what might be to take up space within our consciousness, then we want to be really clear that we are also providing a conduit for those fears to reflect some way, somehow, big or small, within our journey. Swing the damn bat and swing it until you connect with the ball. Give yourself permission. Because a lot of people can't do this. Give yourself permission to know you might not always connect with the ball. You might not always hit a home run. And when that happens, be aware. That's why we call our spiritual efforts our spiritual practice. Practice always makes perfect. The practice we are offering you today is to breathe into the awareness and the acceptance of your being, the boundless energy of source that you are, evolving as that truth. Practice that truth in the whole of your journey, the infield and the outfield, will reflect as a fearless manifestation, which is the title of our lesson this morning. And I know many people right now are going, oh my God, he's done the correct sports metaphor. And I just want to remind you that the Braves have finally made it into the playoffs again. So yes, it is in the realm of my thought and mind and attention right now. Who knows, at the end of the season, we might not be saying wait till last year. So, y'all got it? Wait till last year? That's the old Braves saying. Some of you weren't around in the 80s when that was the call. So we're going to give you another very powerful spiritual practice that I really, really, really want you to consider, that once you put this spiritual practice into place, this is only for those folks that have picked up a few pounds because of social distancing and not going to the gym, right? And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the means to just watch those social distancing pounds dissolve away. So today, starting today, when you get home, I want you to go to your bathroom, and I want you to look at your toilet, and you say, your name is no longer John. Your name is Jim. And when someone asks you if you've been going to the gym, you may answer in a vibration of honesty, why, yes, I go to the gym every day. Why do this? Because we want to practice the affirmation until it resonates at the level of the true intention. The level of the true intention of our word and our being. Who says practice can't be fun? Esther Hicks said, so when we ask you what kinds of thoughts you are thinking, when you feel fear, you're thinking, I can't have what I want. You're not thinking about having it. So when you do feel negative emotion again, and if you pay attention every single time, no exception, you will realize that you have been focused, and not just a little, but pretty strong and steady on the absence of what you want. So if that feeling of fear simply means you simply means you're vibrationally off from what you want, then what's the logical conclusion about what to do about that? Well, if you're thinking about the absence of what you want, which is producing the fear, what's the obvious thing to do to make the fear go away or allow the fear to dissipate? You hold the thought. You hold the thought. I want to see this the way Source sees it. I want to see this the way Source sees this. I want to feel my way into complete alignment with it. And how does Source view all things? As boundless, limitless, confident energy resonating with a powerful intention to come forward as ever-expanding good, individualizing as you. Anything outside of that awareness, for any reason, is self-imposed, self-accepted, and self-perpetuating. Shift the focus, shift the vibration. Shift the vibration, and you transform the world. So, boundless energy, Source's boundless energy, views and interprets every desire that we have as already whole and complete. As it already views and interprets and individualizes as you, already whole and complete. What muddies up the transcendence of anyone's manifestation is kind of a muddy energy of the vibration that they continue to offer. And to clear up this energy, to bring it in full alignment with our original intent, what is our original intent? To live as the boundless energy of Source. That is it. So we want to clear that up, breathe into that awareness of being that vibrant expression of Source. And we want to breathe more into that intention and worry less. We want to breathe more into that intention and we want to blame less. We want to breathe more into that intention and justify no more. We want to breathe more, fret less. Breath is life. And life is the energy of Source thriving as you. We want to breathe into that knowing, that awareness at all times. And when we breathe into that, let us be clear that what we're doing at that point is we're serving as the activity of the divine in form, function, and form. Breathing is a divine activity. So when we're breathing, purposely breathing life into that affirmation, and that can be a simple breath of acceptance, we are serving our triune purpose. Being boundless energy and spirit, boundless energy and mind, boundless energy and form. How are we being boundless energy and mind? Because in that moment of breathing, into that awareness, we are not fretting or worrying. We are not justifying. We are not laying blame. We are simply being. Simply being. And when you can just simply be, everybody breathe with me. I'm just simply being. Simply being. The whole of life opens up to you. The whole of life opens up to you. John Lennon said something quite wonderful. He said, there are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance, evolution, and all hopes for a better world rest in the fearlessness and open-hearted vision of people who embrace life. And he was just such a wonderful metaphysician before we knew what metaphysicians were. Because what he's talking about is operating out of that one formative vibration that everyone agrees is the divine. that vibration of love. When we know we are centered in the power of love, its transformative essence, its formative essence, what is there to be afraid of? When we know we are living our truth as this boundless energy, as love, the divine expression of love, an energy where all things are possible, what is there to be afraid of? So the question really is, that many of us want to ask ourselves, is are we operating from that old vibration of fear, or are we operating out of a vibration of love? This is always a self-discernment practice. And we find that the more we practice that discernment and really assess our thought, the more it allows us to move into a pure acceptance, breathing into that affirmation of truth. I am, you are, a boundless expression of Source. Even Jack Canfield tells us, all that you want is on the other side of fear. And if what we want is on the other side of fear, then that means right now something going on with us, our thought, is on the other side of love. Our vibration is on the other side of love. But remember what we said earlier. At your core, you are pure Source energy, boundless potential, resonating, attracting more like energy. And anything that follows that is something that we can let go of. We can let go of. And really now, here's where I'm going to blow your mind. Does it mean if I'm not living in that perfect demonstrating essence and glory of divine love and boundless energy, that means I must be doing something wrong? Yeah, you are. You know what you're doing wrong? You're forgetting to remember and affirm the boundless energy of presence that you are. Don't take note of what you got wrong. Take note of all you're doing right. You follow that? Take note of all that you're doing right, because, yeah, all that we want is on the other side of fear. However, all the good that we've created is also on the side of love. And if we have manifested that at some point in our journey, then by God, we can manifest more. We can begin to step into that realization that, wow, if it's on the other side of fear, well, that's just a vibration or a thought away. That's just a shift in consciousness, a shift in my vibration. And what happens when I shift the vibration? I transform the world. I might not transform the whole world, but I transform the world reflecting as me. And that's really what I'm shooting for now, isn't it? Napoleon Hill said, most people have attained their greatest success just one step beyond their greatest failure. People let their fears keep them from establishing, living their greatest success. Because maybe they swung the bat and they missed the ball. Maybe perhaps there's so much attention being paid to the external influence that there has been a forgetfulness to focus fully on the internal flow. Whatever it may be, when we operate from the awareness that our missing the ball is a call for us to practice more, then we cannot help but live our true intention to be that boundless potential of Source in the here and now. Catherine Peterson said this. She's a writer, and she said, to fear is what, y'all know who she is. Hey, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Right? Here's what she said. It's quite wonderful. She said, to fear is one thing. To let fear grab you by the tail and swing you around is another. Absolutely. And I get this because I see it often. So many folks operating out of their fear as opposed to operating out of their truth. And the only thing I can do is know something better for them and know that they are open to aligning with that vibration, right? And this is where we get to practice discernment. What am I offering to the universe? Because whatever I'm offering, without clarity and knowing, that's what's going to reflect as my journey. So I mentioned Sky Nelson earlier in his book, Flow, and I want to share something with you that he said about synchronicity. He said, synchronicity, in my definition of the word, is an event that seems meaningfully related to what is going on in our lives, especially related to the choices we have made or are trying to make. The synchronicity event seems unlikely to happen. It might make us all ask, what are the chances? But it becomes more likely, as we will see, because of its relationship with potential future experiences that are meaningful to us. In this way, synchronicities shape our world. So as you're going about your day, you're going about your spiritual efforts, your spiritual practice, remember that synchronicity is playing a part. And the synchronicity plays a part because of where we're focusing our attention. Are we focusing on what we are or what we're not getting? Are we focusing it on what our desire it is, what our desire is, or are we focusing on where we are in the now, externally? Because that's synchronicity in a nutshell. It's like energy responding, and it's responding in such a way that we never thought about it. Well, you know, the universe doesn't need to know, doesn't ask us to define how it's going to respond. It only asks us to know that it will respond. We never have to define the how. We just have to be open to those synchronistic demonstrations of source responding to our like energy. So I want to tell you a story about a man named David. And David, like many people, this is a true story, just hated to fly. He avoided flying all the time because he was terrified of it for most of his life. And he said that in an interview, he said, I just couldn't help thinking about all the disasters I read about on the news. And every time I thought about flying, I would begin sweating and my heart would start to pound. And I only felt better by avoiding travel altogether. And as time went on, David's fear began to prevent him from doing things he wanted to do. He missed his niece's graduation, an important conference, and his fear prevented him from vacationing with his family. And finally he had enough, and he said, after years of avoidance, I realized fear was holding me back, and I had to do something. So he met with the therapist, and the therapist encouraged him to examine his thoughts about flying and to see if there was any truth in his thought about flying versus the reality of flying. And after some research, David had to admit to himself that flying, his fear about flying was greatly exaggerated in his mind, that the flight industry is extraordinarily safe and accidents are rare. The therapist also taught David some relaxation techniques. What were they? Deep breathing. Deep breathing. Breathing into. And he taught him how to visualize. And he taught him that he could use those when he felt fear. And so David decided to stop avoiding his fear, and he booked tickets to take his family on their dream vacation. And as the flight took off, David focused on keeping his breath calm and even. And when fearful thoughts of flying began to enter his mind, and they did, he replaced them with a positive thought, such as how much fun he would have with his family. And he would close his eyes and imagine the warm sand under his feet and the water of the ocean lapping over his feet, his children laughing and playing, building a sandcastle. And as the flight progressed, David relaxed. He even snuck a peek out the window. And if he felt himself getting nervous, again, he turned his attention back to his breathing. He practiced until the vibration passed. And when the wheels touched down, he felt something more powerful than relief, saying, "I felt so proud that I had focused faced my fear head on. As we landed, I felt like this thing that had had such a powerful hold on me for so long had finally loosened its grip. I knew that I might still feel some anxiety when flying, but now I have the tools to face it with mindfulness. I'm finally free." So how did David face his fears? He researched his fears objectively, without emotion. And when learning and accepting the truth, the fear dissipated. What else did he do? He created a plan. And then he practiced that plan. And if he felt fear creeping in, he would affirm, he would visualize, he would breathe deep. Dare we say he would be mindful and aware of the boundless energy of that truth. And he established a vibration to never be fearful of flying again by knowing he had the tools to practice awareness, to practice mindfulness. We all do. Each one of us must confront our fears and come face to face with them, regardless of what they are. And how we handle our fears will determine where we go with the rest of our lives, to experience adventure or to be limited by the fear, to experience love or to be limited by the fear, to experience health or to be limited by the fear, to experience prosperity and success or to be limited by the fear, to experience the divine expressions of source that you are, or to be limited by fear. Holmes said, "Fear is the antithesis of faith. It is the negation of consciousness. Like faith, fear may be conscious or subjective, and if it is to be eliminated, it must be removed both consciously and subjectively." Consciously and subjectively. And I know it's like sometimes I just get on that bandwagon and I beat that drum. What does that mean if we're going to remove it consciously and subjectively? It means we're going to have to practice. It means that to remove fear both consciously and subjectively, we want to focus on the whole of our being, on what we are rather than what is not in our experience. We want to breathe into that awareness as often as we can. And if you're breathing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can breathe into that awareness 24 hours, 7 days a week. See, what you are is this boundless energy of source, endlessly resonating with and as the energetic, as the individual you. That is your core self. And anything that follows that truth may be expanded, transformed, and made completely new to reflect as a fierce and fearless manifestation. And so ends our lesson. Namaste.